This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The Celtics are on their way to their third Eastern Conference Finals in 5 years. Last night, Boston beat Philadelphia in Game 7 of their playoff series at the Garden. Only a game's Doug Tribou was there, and he is with us now to reflect on the big win. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Sharon.
So, Doug, the whole series with the 76ers was tight, and I heard a lot of grumbling from fellow fans that the Celtics actually should have dominated.
Well, you know, it's funny. Right after the Hawks series, when the Celtics defeated the Atlanta Hawks, Doc immediately said he was not looking forward to playing the Sixers. And the Sixers beat the Celtics 2 out of the 3 regular season games they had this year, and they were both blowouts. So Doc obviously knew something was up. And this was just a tight battle. Even though the Celtics led most of last night, it was nip and tuck until late in the fourth quarter when the Celtics got enough distance to put it out of reach for the last couple of minutes. But it was not an easy win.
Yeah, tell me about it. For the fan sitting on the edge of the seat, they don't make it easy for you.
Absolutely not. No, this game went back and forth, back and forth. In the fourth quarter, Paul Pierce fouled out of the game with more than 4 minutes to play, and it was not out of reach at that point. But in that fourth quarter, Rajon Rondo, the Celtics point guard, really took over. He scored 11 of his 18 points in that quarter. And Ray Allen, who had been shooting poorly, hit 2 3-pointers, and those were easily the loudest cheers at the Garden last night. The crowd, it was almost like the crowd was willing an injured favorite player to come through one more time, and he delivered with 2 really big 3s.
So in this Game 7, what would you say was the biggest difference maker for the Celtics?
I think the biggest difference was that they were on home court and really focused on being consistent, slowing the pace down. The Sixers run really well, and the Celtics wouldn't be able to keep up with their veteran squad if that was the style of play. They managed to slow that down, and their shooting was more accurate. The Sixers had a really bad night shooting. They only had about 35% from the field, and that was the difference. I mean, the stat lines are very, very close. The Celtics won 85-75, but really it was more like a 4-6-point game for much of the game.
Now, you mentioned injuries for the Celtics are certainly taking their toll. Ray Allen's ankle is causing problems. Avery Bradley's out. What's that going to mean in the Miami series?
That's going to be a critical point, I think. Ray Allen is definitely not himself. You can see that he's just not circling and running to get open as much as he normally would, but he's still getting his looks. He just can't really rest. Like you mentioned, Avery Bradley's out, another guard. So Doc Rivers, the head coach, is going to have to play Ray Allen a lot. And I think the team's just a little bit banged up. But the good news is that the Heat have some injury problems of their own. Most notably, Chris Bosh is out sort of indefinitely. It's not clear whether he'll be back at all in this series, but he has an abdominal strain, and that definitely limits an aspect of the Heat's offense.
So what's your take on this push for the big three, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen? The Boston Globe's Bob Bryan has called this year 5 of the 3-year plan. Can they finish strong, do you think, or are they even done?
Well, I think it's a really tough matchup for them against Miami. It's been an incredible run since Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen arrived. You know, they won the title in their first year in 2008. They went back to the finals in 2010. So it definitely feels like a little more complete ending if they can make a deep run here. And getting to the conference finals is certainly some kind of an accomplishment. The Miami Heat are a very, very good team. They take a lot of, you know, flack for their style and not winning it all last year and all of that. But this is a team that has 2 guys that can score 40 points in the blink of an eye. And that's going to be difficult for the Celtics to match up with. Having said that, they're a veteran playoff team, more experienced than just about any team in the NBA, except maybe the Spurs. So the Celtics could dig deep and show us something and maybe come away with one.
Well, Doug, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Sharon.
Doug Tribou from WBUR's Only a Game. The Celtics meet the Heat in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals Monday night in Miami. This is 90.9 WBUR.